The Real Estate Hour, the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay. Heard every Sunday morning right here on KSRO for over 35 years. Hosted by Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, local realtors with local real estate experience, bringing you market updates, industry insights, and tips for home buyers and sellers, plus community information and local guests. The Norman Home Team, a mother-daughter real estate team with Keller Williams Realty Wine Country. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237. And now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Welcome, and it's a beautiful
welcome
day.
Welcome to the Real Estate Hour.
It is. Woohoo. And as usual, we just got here. I know I didn't have to tell anyone that, but I'm kind of out of breath, so in case you're wondering. Anyway, yes, welcome. Good morning. And what a beautiful spring day. And
I think
it's supposed to. We have a new...
I don't think the sun's coming out today. I was looking at the weather. It was like it's going to be 68,
There was a little bit of threats of rain, but I don't...
Yeah, I think the high is like 68 today, and looks like it's going to be cloudy most of the day. Lovely.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Well, we have we'll an make open the best house of today. It.
Yeah, so we have our new listing. We've been teasing about a little bit. We have two, actually, but one is not on the market yet. It's over on Olivet Lane. But this one is on Thorn Road in Sebastopol, Hilltop, Sebastopol, with a little bit of views. Actually, and we had an open house yesterday. Had quite a few people ask about, are those redwood trees on the property? And because they're blocking, there's views, you can see that there's an amazing view, but there's some trees. So really somebody could come, even just thinning out the redwoods often, you know, offers that filtered view, which is really nice. But anyway, it has views to the east. It's a 2-acre parcel. I think it's just under 1100 square feet. I'm trying to remember. I think it's like 1000 something, 50s, maybe 60, I don't know. Anyway, just under 1100 square feet. It's and you know, with country property, a lot of times, you know, if it's a country property where you can bring your animals, which this is, you can, it's 2 acres, you can have a couple of horses, you can have the previous renters, tenants that were there had goats and sheep and chickens. So, you know, it any of that stuff. So, but people that want a little bit of land so they can do some either gardening or bring their livestock or their horses, chickens, all the things, or both, they really, you, a lot of times, are they're more interested in what the land looks like than what the house looks like, right? Excuse me. So, anyway, so this house, and we're not sugarcoating it, it is a fixer. We spent a lot of time, actually, this owner, it really looked at the numbers and really looked at what made sense for them as far as, do they put some money into it, and do some of the repairs that are needed? Do we do a little bit of stuff just to make it lendable, or do we do, you know, a full remodel, or just put it on the market as is? In the end, they just decided to put it on the market as is. So, it does need, some updatings, but you know, somebody lived there, and lived there when they, you know, and in the condition it's in when they left. So it's livable. And that's such a subjective term, you know, and people at the open house were saying, you know, some people go, oh gosh, you know, and then other people go, I could totally move in here. And then we do the repairs over time,
yeah,
which is
exactly
what you and I would both do, right? It's a beautiful piece of land. It's actually a really nice, it has a big deck off the back facing where the view is, and the, you know, watch your chickens and your sheep and your horses graze. And it's a gentle downslope, almost, you know, perfectly square parcel, 2 acres.
It's a
dead end road. It's Thorn Road. You know, there are other houses on it, but they're kind of in the front towards the road, and then all the land is in the back on most of these parcels. So, you know, you neighbors are very friendly. We've met a lot of people out walking their dogs, walking up and down the road. But there's not through traffic because it ends.
Yeah,
you know, so it's a beautiful property in Sebastopol. People just love Sebastopol for that. You know, you can be in the country, but you're still close to town.
Yeah, Sebastorosa.
Yeah. Well, no, that's Olivetta, Sebastorosa.
That's right. Yes.
Which is like that Laguna area.
Yeah.
This is almost like, and I don't know, there's a Sebastopol banana belt, which is where there's this mild temperature all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really hard to find an exact, you know, where this is. You can kind of look at a map and you can see that. And I haven't really pinpointed whether this is there or not. Somebody else listening might know. But anyway, it's off of Kentucky and Bloomfield over on that part. But it's a really great opportunity. And the opportunity is definitely in the land. And the fact that the house, I mean, somebody, you know, we went, it was the whole, you know, from the whole gamut of, you know, oh my gosh, we would tear this down and put something different, or we could totally live here and maybe add another room or maybe add another bathroom, because it's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. Mm-hmm. There's room to do that. There's not room in the septic to do that. It's a 3-bedroom septic system. But what people do when they have a couple of acres is, you know, and they want to put an ADU or something, you can either abandon a bedroom, which means you would take out the door structure. You know, you'd widen the door a little bit. There's some requirements for that. And then just take the closet doors off, basically, and the hardware, and put a desk mm-hmm. in there or a bookshelf, and then suddenly it's an office. you know. Yeah. And then the county will come out and say, yep, it's now 2-bedroom. And then you can put your ADU 1-bedroom. And then even in that ADU with the 1-bedroom, you could have another bedroom, you know, quote unquote, that is doesn't have a closet, you know, and mm-hmm. doesn't have a wide doorway. Has a wider doorway and not a door. And then that's also an office, you know, and, you know, not saying to get around things, but I'm just saying that's what some people do. Yeah. So anyway, so and then, you know, otherwise, if you want to keep that 3-bedroom, you can put another septic system in. Yeah. And of course, it has to perk and has to do all that.
And then we have our other beautiful property on Olivet Road.
Yeah.
Coming up.
We do. Wait, once I forgot to say one thing. $795 is the price for.
That's right. Yes.
Thorne Avenue, 3477 Thorne Road, 3477 Thorne Road. And it's we're going to be there again today from 2 to 4. And then Wednesday morning, we're going to do the broker tour, which we always open up to the public also. Yeah. So Wednesday morning, if you can't make it
so
today,
be sure come look. Check it out.
Yeah, and then you were talking about the one on Olivet.
Yes.
If you drive down Olivet Road, you'll see our sign.
Yeah, you'll see our sign.
But it's all kind of the corner of Olivet Road, Olivet Lane, and it looks out gorgeous views across a vineyard to the sunset when there is one, you know, to where the sun sets. On the west, it's just a beautiful house. And that
beautiful.
One has a built, not completely finished on the inside, but it is a completely built out ADU. There. So really good opportunity on that for that multi-generational living.
And it's actually occupied right now. So we just asked.
Yeah, don't go there.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Don't go drive around. And it is a private little lane going up there. So there's no really reason to be driving up it. You can see it's a really pretty, very nice.
Yeah. It's my dream house.
It's very nice. That white fence that you love, right?
The white fence and the wraparound porch.
Oh, it does have a beautiful wraparound porch. Yes. And then 3 bedrooms, 2.5 bath. And then, but then it's got extra, it has a full office. It has a little loft, a sitting room area that's next to the laundry that has so many different uses. She used it as a craft room. And then that whole other building, and then there's 2 outbuildings, garage type outbuildings.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on that property. That's listed at $1.7 million. That's coming up probably beginning of next week. So,
yeah.
And then we're working on they're working on clearing it all out. But a property coming up on West 6th Street,
right
near the 6th Street Playhouse. There was that Chops Teen Club and downtown Railroad Square. I mean, if you mm-hmm. want to commute, boy, just, you know, walk around the corner. And then Aroma Roasters, one of our favorite little coffee shops is there.
Love it.
You can just hang out there. And it's the historical West End neighborhood. Built in 1915, this house, and it was at some point expanded from a 2-bedroom, 1-bath to a 4-bedroom, 3-bath. So, and then a little... Kind of like a little building in the back. They called it a garage in the tax records, but it really is small, and I don't know how that could be a garage, but great art studio, a little workout room, office if you need a home office, all that good stuff. So we have a lot of stuff shaking.
Yeah, and I was going to just throw out there, I don't know how much time we have, Joe, but
what's on?
We have Earth Day is coming up this week. Windsor Today is doing a from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., they're doing on the town green during the farmer's market. They have nonprofits, kids' activity, and a repair fair. It's their Earth Day celebration, Windsor Town Green. Check that out. And if you're looking for other Earth Day celebrations, Happening Local has some great events posted on there.
Yeah, Happening Local. I wanted to mention the Halter Project. Sorry, Julie Atwood, who's been on our show multiple times. She has the Halter Project, and they work a lot with people in emergency preparedness for wildfire and other things. So they have coming up, they have next Sunday, a lively workshop where they're going to tackle your fears and answer your questions about, you know, if you're out of town and there's a fire and who's going to come, you know, get your animals out, you know, all the different things.
So she said,
come ready. Says Julie Atwood will guide you through the steps to a strong plan for animals in personal emergencies and natural disasters. Come ready with questions about preparedness for pets, equines, and livestock. And, we'll post it on our Facebook page, but it is Sunday, April 26th, practical pet prep for your animals and you beyond the go bag. And this is at the Sonoma County Event Center. So attendance is free, easy access, convenient parking. For complete expo information, go to fireandearthquakeexpo.org. So that's what it is, fireandearthquakeexpo.org. Okay, so that sounds like a good thing.
It does.
So
that's great.
Before we take a quick break, what we're going to talk about today?
We have the market update. We have, what else do we have? We're going to talk about land.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, and really more about, because I don't know if we're going to have time for all that, but I want to talk about, because we have a property that may or may not be financeable. Definitely isn't VA financeable. Yeah. Definitely isn't FHA financeable. Maybe conventional. And the reason I say, and the one big thing on conventional is the roof. And that's the one thing that I'm not sure of an appraiser will say, nope, the roof doesn't. And the roof doesn't leak, according to the home inspector. But it does, it is at the end of its life. And a lot of times an appraiser will say there's no, you know, the roof needs to be replaced. And then the lender says, okay, the appraiser says. So that's now a condition. Conditional appraisal. And so then the roof needs to be replaced. So have no fear, though, because there are five different renovation-type loans that we can talk about. So we're going to talk about all of those. Because I just hate when somebody comes to a property and they're all excited about this property. It's at a price they can afford. It's a, you know, all of this stuff. It's an entry level. And then we go, well, actually, it won't finance. So they're all, heart crushed, dreams crushed, and burst their bubble and all that. And we don't like doing that. Obviously, you know, a cash offer, no appraisal, no contingencies is a wonderful thing. Yeah. But we also really would like to see, you know, somebody that really would appreciate this property get into it. So we're going to talk about the different options of renovation loans and what the qualifications are and all of that. So we'll chat about that when we come back.
Right. Yeah,
well, actually, we'll do the numbers when we come back.
And then
we'll spend the second half of the show talking all about renovation financing and all that good stuff.
So, good idea.
All righty. Let's take a quick break. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We are the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
This is KSRO, Sonoma County's home for hard-hitting talk, local news, and variety at night and on the weekend. Like At the Table with Clark Wolf, Saturdays at noon, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon?
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning, we're back.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour. We're going to talk about the, like we said, after the next break, we'll spend the rest of the show talking about renovation loans and what to do if a house won't qualify for any type of conventional FHA, VA financing. We've got some workarounds for that. So we'll talk about that. But before that, let's talk about what's happening in the market right now, because it's good to know.
It is good to know.
I was about
to
say everybody wants to know, which is actually true. You know,
I get asked all the time what's happening in the market.
Absolutely. The most often asked question when you say you're a realtor is how's the market?
Yeah.
And we say it's interesting.
Yeah, it's always been interesting.
It's interesting.
And it depends. I don't really know what's going on. It changes.
It depends.
Every day,
yeah.
every week, it's changing all the time.
Yes. So we say tune into the Real Estate Hour and we'll tell you every week what's happening in the market. Yeah, but don't pay too much attention to the news, the social media,
it's national.
Even some of the stuff, because we have a couple of auto poster, groups that are, that we belong to that post things automatically that have to do with real estate, and they're always national information. So even things that we post, just pay attention, read if it says national numbers or California, because Sonoma County numbers are very different than national or California. Or even Bay Area, because we're lumped in with the Bay Area. We are technically people have these arguments all the time online. Sonoma County's not Bay Area. Well, actually, there's like 13 counties that fall in it. And the criteria is if it touches the Bay, and it technically we touch the Bay in one little place. So, we are considered the Bay Area. But we're not Silicon Valley. We're not, the Santa Cruz Hills, over there where, the places where it's very much more expensive, we're not the same as that. And we're not the same as Solano County, which is a lot less expensive. So
expensive here, but not compared to other places.
Well, people come up from the East Bay and San Francisco. And that's why during COVID, everybody's we don't have to live in the city because we don't have to go into the office anymore. And so they're all, let's buy a house in the country in Sebastopol or in Napa. And it happened all over the country that people came out into the, more rural areas and said, hey, yay, this is awesome.
Yeah,
and they said, oh my gosh, it's so much cheaper here, So my point was that the market, these are specific to Sonoma County. If you want Marin County numbers, if you want to know what's happening in Solano County, Lake County, Napa County, Mendocino County.
Or even just your neighborhood, really.
Right. So we can go different counties or we can go different neighborhoods. We can fine tune it. If you're looking for a mobile home in Sonoma, we can tell you what what's happening there. If you're looking for multi-unit property in up in Willits, we can tell you about that too. We can keep you on a loop of getting that information every week or every couple of weeks or once a month if you don't want to be bombarded. And then when you tell us that, okay, that's enough, then we'll stop. We don't ever spam people. But if you're interested in knowing what's happening in a specific area, we can absolutely do that. Just let us know. NormanHomeTeam@gmail.com is a great way to reach us for that. So let's look at the market. What's currently active in Sonoma County, single family homes, everything that's on the market, the entire Sonoma County, 789 active listings. That is up again. It was 735 last week, 665 the week before. So it is inching its way up. We are in the heat of the spring market. It's typical to see that inventory come up. Honestly, we could use more inventory in a lot of the different categories, especially the lower price, the lower end of the market, our higher end of the market, really anything over, definitely anything over 2 million, which is really the luxury category here in Sonoma County. They're moving a little slower. And so if you are thinking about selling something, just expect to either price it very aggressively or expect it to sit on the market for a while because they are moving a lot slower. If you're a buyer in that luxury market, there's some opportunity. So if you're looking for opportunity right now for a buyer in Sonoma County, the luxury market is where you have a little bit more negotiating power. So we can help you with that. We do work luxury properties as well. We're all over the place.
Country and we cover state. 5 counties. So.
Yes, absolutely. And where was I with that? So it's going up. 789 active. The median price for what's currently active on the market is $1,250,000. And then in what's in escrow in the single family residential category, there are 277 in escrow. That number is actually down a little bit. So come on, buyers, come on out. It's actually not down that much. It was 270. It's up one from last week, down from a couple weeks ago. But anyway, so 277, the median price for the in escrow single family homes is $879,950. It's basically 880, and that just shows us that there's the difference between the two is there's more on that lower end that's going into escrow, the lower end of the market. Condos, we have 133 active condos, 48 in escrow. Mobile homes, 81 active mobile homes, 43 in escrow. Multi-units, we have 98 active on the market right now and 18 in escrow. And then land, it's just been flirting with that 300, and it's back up at 300. It's been going under and then a little over. 300 active residential buildable pieces of land in Sonoma County, and there are 36 in escrow. So that's actually a decent number of what's in escrow. But my point is there's a lot of land out there.
There is, yes.
That's another place where there may be some opportunity to negotiate a little bit. All right, we've got a couple of minutes to do your numbers.
I do.
You have them?
Let's do it.
Okay, so Stephanie takes a look each week at the market snapshot of what happened last week to this week. So her numbers are a little different than ours.
Yeah, right? So it's last Sunday to today for Sonoma County Single Family Residential. So for new listings, we have 156 with a listing price of $1,049,000. And that just means there is most likely a house that was in the higher price range.
And it brought that number up. Yeah, so the weekly numbers move a lot differently.
They do, yeah, they're always changing, they move quickly. And so for back in the market, we have 15, and then price reduction, there's 61, in escrow, 64, pending, 60, and sold, 69, and that's a sold price of $865,000. So that's a big difference from that $1,049,000.
What came on the market and what came off the market.
Exactly. And so that's an average of 49 days on the market.
That's come down. Again, we're looking at just this last, what happened this last week. It's a little, fine-tuned look at little segment of the market. But it's good. We like to keep track of what happens week to week. Just for the same reason we like to keep track of what's happening.
And then
monthly.
We put it all together and posted on our Facebook page, The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. So if you want to go back and look at it, I post it every Sunday or every, it doesn't always get there on Sunday. I try.
Sunday or Monday.
But you can go back and look at it and you can see all of the market updates.
So you didn't have to write all that down. We should have said that at the beginning. I don't think people write it down. Anyway, it's fine.
Well, we've had where people say, you didn't post the numbers.
Yeah, I didn't get that written down. So it is on our Facebook page, The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. And then Norman Home Team Wine Country. We said it wrong last week. Norman Home Team Wine Country is our other Facebook page.
Yes.
So, all right. So we're going to take a quick break. break. When we come back, we're going to talk all about renovation financing, ways you can get around that won't finance thing. Okay, so we'll be right back. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We are the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. U.S. negotiators will head to Pakistan tomorrow for another round of talks with Iran, says President Trump. Iran did not immediately confirm the talks. Its chief negotiator said in an interview last night there'll be no retreat from diplomacy. President Trump told Fox News today if there's no peace deal, all of Iran will get blown up. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Mike Waltz on the president.
I don't think anyone can say President Trump isn't putting diplomacy first. Of course, that is backed by significant and very real and very capable military power.
Waltz on ABC's This Week. North Korea launched short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea today, say South Korea and Japan. The UN's nuclear watchdog warned last week that North Korea was making very serious advances in building nuclear weapons. Whether a string of arson attacks on Jewish sites in London are the work of Iranian-backed groups is being investigated, say British police. This is ABC News.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the fairly cloudy and cool overnight, we can look to partly cloudy skies to give us daytime highs in the high 60s and low 70s. Later this evening, cloudy skies and around a 70% chance of rain will leave us with overnight lows in the high 40s and low 50s. Looking ahead, intermittent showers are expected through at least Wednesday morning. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO. Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning. We're back.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back. So, we talked about Earth Day, but I didn't realize. I was thinking it was next weekend. It's the middle of the week.
No, it's on Wednesday, okay. The 22nd. So, it's middle of this week.
Yeah. So, even if you don't go do one of those events.
I only mentioned the one in Windsor because that's happening today.
Right.
But I believe there's some that are happening on the 22nd. I saw something happening at Safari West. So if you just go to Happening Local, you can find it there. Or just look up.
Yeah, there was a lot of different
events, birthday events happening in Sonoma County.
I know. You can do it yourself.
It's really easy to find them.
I think Benziger Winery had some Earth Day thing.
Yeah,
there's a couple of the wineries.
There's a lot of stuff happening. So definitely look into it.
Yeah, and then even if you don't want to go do an event, just do something for the earth.
Yeah, totally.
You know, go out to the beach. There's a lot of times there's like beach cleanups, there's creek cleanups,
yeah.
There's you know, just go do something.
Plant
nice
something.
Turn off the TV and
yeah.
Plant your garden, do something for the earth because she takes very good care of us.
Definitely,
we need to take care of Mother Earth. Okay, so anyway, moving on. We are going to talk next weekend. We'll talk all about land and buying land, and I want to talk about a lot of that stuff. I think, and that'll be kind of an Earth Day thing.
Yeah.
I just thought of something you mentioned in that Windsor. I've seen a couple like a repair fair, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people recently. Like on different Facebook neighborhood groups go, you know, say, oh, I have a broken whatever, you know, a broken toaster or something else that broke. Is there somewhere I can take it and they'll fix it? So
oh,
I don't have
is
to
that
throw
with
it
the
away.
Repair fair?
That's what a repair fair.
Oh my gosh,
so
how
there's,
fun. Yeah,
there's
that's
people you bring your stuff
today.
And they'll see if they can repair it. Anyway, and then also we've talked about last week, MERP, medical equipment recycling,
yes.
You know, if you need any medical equipment, again, it's all about not just, you know, going out and doing something in nature, but also taking care by recycling and conserving energy, all of those things. So it's a good time to start thinking about that.
Yeah, also with MERP, you can donate too.
You can donate, yeah. Medical, and they take a lot of stuff. Anyway, okay, so we talked all about that last week. And then also, if you miss any of our shows, you can go to ksro.com. You can go to our Facebook page. You can watch it on YouTube too. So.
Yeah.
We got really busy the last couple of weeks. So
we have
the Spotify, which is kind of cool, but we're getting that organized. So stay tuned, but lots of ways you can catch the show if you missed it, but let's take a quick dive into, renovation financing. And you know, why would you need renovation financing? Well, you know, if a house has, there's conditions that a house has, mm-hmm. you know, the bank is giving you a giant chunk of money to help you purchase this home, this is on their books as an asset. It's, you know, something that they have a stake in as well. They want to make sure the place isn't going to fall apart, or that mm-hmm. there's going to be a fire because of some faulty something, you know. So they want to make sure it's in the right condition. And so there's checklists and there's guidelines for what a condition a property has to be in. And the appraiser is the one who's going to come out and see that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's things like, you know, siding damage, gutters falling off the house. You know, if it's a pre-1978 house, if there's peeling paint, because that's when they stopped allowing you to lead-based paint in 1978 mm-hmm. or 6. I keep wanting to say 6, but I think it's 78. So if it's pre that, then if there's peeling paint, and I've seen them go as far as, you know, there's paint on that fence over there. You know, it's peeling paint. Scrape it off and paint it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, and that brings to mind, there's something, and we'll probably talk about it next week because I don't want to, I want to get through all of this, but some VA guidelines they've loosened their guidelines a little on things
that's
had to do with peeling paint on outbuildings and other structures. And I could tell you, this wasn't VA, it was FHA, but Mike and I had a listing. House was actually in pretty rough shape. We were shocked that the appraiser didn't call out anything, but he said, house is fine, but you got to take that barn down. It was an old barn falling, leaning a little, falling apart. He made him take the whole barn down. It was actually kind of a cool barn that could have been probably fixed up, but they're all whatever. Yeah. Let's take it down. But anyway, so they removed, coming May 1st, VA's removed that requirement for the peeling paint part of that. And then there's a couple of other things, and I'll... I don't want to spend too much time on that, but anyway, so an appraiser is going to go out there and depending on what type of loan you're getting, they're going to say, oh, we don't like this, we don't like that. And then they'll make a note of it. And now you have a conditional appraisal, and those items on there have to be fixed in order for the lender to, appraiser to sign off, and then the lender to mm-hmm. do the loan. Conventional financing is the least restrictive, where they'll allow more things, but some of the things that come up are roof. If the roof, which is why on our property, our listing on Thorn Road, we've been saying we're not sure if there'll be an issue with financing because the roof is at the end of its life. So they usually want to see a few years at least left. With FHA financing, you get into now it's a little more restrictive, and actually VA is also about the same. They follow the same guidelines.
Yeah.
And then the other one is USDA financing, which is another zero down program, which a lot of people don't know about. And we really like this loan just because it's another zero down option.
It's one of my favorites.
It's for rural properties, and it's for, the qualification is based on, population. Census population. Yeah. So this property on Thorn in Sebastopol, actually, if you put in the address, as mm-hmm. Stephanie put in the address of the USDA website, and it says, yes, it does qualify for USDA financing. So mm-hmm. cool. It qualifies for USDA financing, zero down plan. The one thing about USDA financing is that the debt to income is a little higher. It's like 40% mm-hmm. debt to income. Sorry, a little bit lower.
Yeah.
You're only allowed to have, it can only take up 40% of your income, basically.
Yeah.
Or that plus all of your other debt. Mm-hmm. Can't be more than 40, whereas some of the other, like FHA, it can be up in the, up to 50 or somewhere around that. That would be a really good lender question.
Like and higher, it's definitely something you'd want to talk to a lender about. I believe it's the 40% DTI and like a 640 credit score. I don't know if that's changed or not.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to talk to a lender about.
Yeah, but it's a good option. But again, all of these loans that we just mentioned, conventional, like I said, is the least restrictive. So they will let things slide a little more than other. Whereas FHA, VA, and USDA have a checklist of this is what is not allowed. And it has mm-hmm. to do with, dry, visible things they can see, moisture under the house. If there's standing water under the house, they're going to just immediately say nope.
Yeah.
If there is obvious damage to the siding or inside the house, if there's obvious plumbing leaks, if there's obvious roof damage, they're going to call it out. Broken windows, peeling paint, all of those things, they're going to call it out. It'll show up on the appraisal and they'll say nope. For FHA, have no fear because there is an FHA 203K program, which actually allows you to roll in the cost of the repairs to get it up to FHA standards. So you don't have to fix the whole house up. It's just to bring it up to FHA standards, so remove all of those conditions, that broken window, peeling paint, dry rot, roof. Roll in the cost of that into your loan, and then they give you a certain amount of time to do it, and they'll loan you that, you know, the purchase price plus the cost of that. And there's a whole process. There is a limited or streamlined 203K, or there's a standard 203K. So the FHA 203K is best for cosmetic or non-structural repairs. Down payment is from 3.5% for qualified buyers, which is most of the FHA financing is 3.5%, whether you get the 203K or not. Often used for flooring, paint, kitchens, bath, roof, HVAC. No major structural changes. And it used to have like a $30,000 limit, and I don't know if that's probably gone up because it costs more than that to do, you know, one of those things. And then it's typically a lot faster than the standard 203K. The standard is better for large projects or major repairs. Still 3.5% down payment, may allow structural work, room changes, foundation, major remodels. And then you have to have a HUD consultant. It's a much more detailed process, and then longer timelines and paperwork than the limited one. So though, you know, it's a really good program. It's in a hot market or a hot property. It's hard to compete with a 203K because take a little bit longer. Our lenders have gotten really good and underwriters at moving things forward pretty quickly, even the renovation loans. But it is, you know, when you've got multiple offers, people with conventional financing where the appraisal isn't going to be an issue, people with cash, you know, because I have cash, no appraisal, you know, maybe some contingencies, but it's hard to compete with all of these offers, these type of financing. It's hard to compete, but it's an option. And really, when it's a good option is something that's been sitting on the market for a while, not the thing that just came on the market and, you know, say, I want to put an offer in when there's 10 other offers and we're going to do a 203K, standard that's going to take a little bit longer to process. Maybe it'll get accepted. And we don't ever like to say, no, don't put that offer in. But just let's tell you realistically what you're up against and the odds that this is going to work. We'll put, a lot of people don't realize, we're here. We work for you, really. Yeah. We're going to guide you and advise you. This is not a good idea. But honestly, if we have a contract with you, a broker, buyer broker agreement that says we're going to, we're going to help you find a house, if you want to put an offer in on something, we'll write up the offer. And I know, not all realtors want to do that. And we all have our own way of doing business. We'll typically, if it's an offer that, we're going to put the offer because and it's not our decision. It's not this other agent's decision. We're going to advise you that you're probably going to completely offend the other person. And if you ever want to come back and put a real offer in, a stronger offer in, they may say, oh, it's those guys. Nope, we don't have anything to do with them. We're going to really advise you against putting in a super low ball offer. And we're going to advise you against, maybe look at a different property if this has 10 offers and you're here trying to put a,
But also, as their realtor, if they're selling the home, we have no say in what they'll accept, they won't accept. It's
right,
all
and it
up
happens
to the
a
seller,
lot where
yeah.
the, you know, you call an agent and they go, oh, no, they won't take that. It's like, really? Did you ask them just now? Yeah. did you put my offer in front of them? So usually when somebody asks us, should we, can we write a lower offer? Or we're going to, will they take a lower offer? I don't know. Let's write up the offer and see, We're going to have that conversation with them. Our buyers, we're going to have that conversation with the other agents. Say, here's the offer. Here's why they think that this offer makes sense. We have those hard conversations. We got completely off track of what my point was. The FHA and really all of these loans, a little bit harder to get it accepted if it's a really competitive property. But I wouldn't, discount it completely. Let's look at it. Have your agent. When we work for you, we're really working for you. We're going to go to work. We're going to, talk to the other agent. We're going to explain, here's what's going on. We're going to say, look, they've got a solid pre-approval. This is a proven program. We can, yeah. We've done them. This lender has done them. We can make it work. So,
and that just, I just wanted to throw out there that going along with that, as a, if you're a seller or a buyer, using a local agent or lender really helps, because if the agent knows the other agent or the lender, it's just a better communication.
Right. And that communication is so important. Yes. You know, sometimes we'll just get an offer, just somebody will just send you an offer, an email, no commentary, no, no call, no email separate. Say, hey, this is so-and-so, you know, I just sent you an offer, you know, give me a call if you want to get more information about it. I mean, these are the conversations that we have that are different than just some agent sending you over an offer and not even, you know, anyway. So good point. Use a local lender, local realtor. Okay, so we've covered FHA 203K, FHA standard, and then the other thing is the conventional renovation loan. So even you know, FHA, VA, USDA are much more strict. They all kind of follow the same guidelines. Conventional gives you more leeway on condition of the property, but even conventional financing will find there are things like roof, like siding, like the house is leaning, you know, that you walk in and the floor is all uneven, or there's soft spots or the deck is falling apart, you know, stuff like that. Conventional financing, they're gonna say no, you need to fix this. But again, there's a conventional renovation loan, so you can do the same thing where you can you can roll the cost of those repairs that are needed to make it financeable. And not only that, if you just want to add some stuff, you can do a renovation loan, not even just because of condition, but just you wanted to add air conditioning, you wanted a new roof, even though it didn't really need one, you want some solar, you know. Oh, there's also an energy efficient mortgage too that you can get that'll allow you to roll in all of those energy efficiency things too. But those are, the conventional is best for strong credit borrowers. The down payment is usually a little more, 5%, has to be owner occupied, can be used for cosmetic or major upgrades, and may have higher loan limits than FHA, useful for move-up buyers in some second home scenarios. So it doesn't have to be owner-occupied, but it's because it's more down if it's not owner-occupied. You need to usually put like 35-40% down.
Yeah.
So those are the three, the typical one, FHA, VA, no, I'm sorry, FHA, 203K, standard and streamline, and then conventional renovation loans. Let's take a quick break. We come back, we'll talk about the VA loan, and it's a completely different product, and then USDA renovation loan as well. Yeah. So we'll talk about that when we get back. Let's take a quick break. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We are the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
The best way to fight mosquitoes is to stop them before they start. Mosquitoes develop through four stages: egg, larva, pupa, and adult, and can complete their entire life cycle in as little as 5 to 7 days. Prevention is key. Empty flower pots, bird baths, and clogged gutters at least once a week. Eliminating standing water breaks the cycle and protects your family before mosquitoes ever have a chance to bite. For more information, contact the Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District or visit msmosquito.org.
It's Saturday. The sun is out, your favorite pool lounger is ready, but the water in your pool just doesn't look right. So before you waste your weekend guessing on chemicals, call the award-winning PCS Pool Chemical Service. Protect your investment. PCS does the testing and maintenance so you can enjoy your pool. No more trial and error, no more wasted weekends, just clear, healthy water that's ready when you are. PCS Pool Chemical Service, poolchemservice.com. Call today, Pool, C-H-E-M Service.
Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour here. So every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We have coming up May 3rd, I think, a fiduciary who, we've worked with fiduciaries for years. When I started my career in real estate, we working with Mike Kelly, there were several fiduciaries. And a fiduciary basically acts as a trustee or somebody that either, you know, a family member assigns a trustee, when you create a trust, and maybe they don't, or the, or sorry, the person assigns a trustee, maybe they don't want to pick between their five kids, you know, or there's a lot of tension and all of that, so they'll assign a fiduciary, or sometimes a court assigns a fiduciary. But anyway, so they handle all of that. And in all these years that we've worked with fiduciaries, none of them have really had any interest in coming on the radio. They're like, I don't want to talk on the radio. but we have somebody that does. So Yay! Coming up on Monday, we're going to talk all about what a fiduciary is and why it makes sense in some situations to have a fiduciary handling your trust. Anyway, so that's coming up. And then Diva Marie Proto, Rhiannon Yeager, they're both they're with our county assessor's office, we're working on getting a date for that. But they're going to come talk all about Proposition 19, which has to do with transferring your tax base if you're 62 or older, anywhere in California. Yeah, so anyway,
so
we've got them. Yeah,
they're
a little busy right now. But yeah. anyway, but no, they're going to set up a time. So stay tuned for that. We've got all other good stuff coming up, but. Let's finish our conversation about VA or renovation financing. So we're talking specifically about renovation financing. All of these loan programs, if the property, you know, meets their guidelines as far as condition, then it's, you know, easy peasy. There you go. And you don't have to do this renovation. We're talking specifically about a property that doesn't qualify for financing. And, and here are some options. So,
and if you need, if you don't have a lender, we have quite a few that we know and work with, and we can give you a list of them and have you choose who you want to work with.
Right. And we'll, they come highly recommended, and they're, like you said, they're in the community. Realtors know them. So when you're presenting an offer and we can say they're pre-qualified with whoever, you know, and they go, oh, perfect. I've worked with them before and they're great. You know, so mm-hmm. That really goes a long way when you're putting an offer in. If your realtors have that communication and that they know each other, and then we all know who this lender is, and we know that they're going to get that loan done. If they say they're qualified. So, just quickly on these loans that we talked about, FHA, loan limits are all up, but the FHA for the, Streamline or the standard 203K, the conventional renovation and the VA renovation. The loan approximate Sonoma County high loan limit is 897. And then VA, it could actually go higher than that. VA loan limit, I think, is up over $1 million. You just may have to put some money down. And really, you can go up into, you know, a couple million, I think, using your VA loan, but it wouldn't be a zero down anymore. And that all depends on the entitlement that the VA, if you've been in the military, you have a VA entitlement, they call it, and that means you're entitled, you know, that's your entitlement to the VA loan, VA-backed loan. If you live in a low-price area, you know, other parts of the country, you could actually have multiple homes using that entitlement. You can, it gets very complicated, and I'm not going to get into that, but you can do some things like that as long as you don't use up. And then there's also that they have to be owner-occupied when you get the loan, but then I think you can move from one to another, leave that part behind. It gets very complicated, and we'll move on from that. But anyway, there is no fixed county cap for USDA renovation. Right? Okay. Were you telling me to move on? Let's move on.
No, I was just going to say that's the reason to use.
I'm sorry. <It's> fine. A local lender? Yeah. Oops. Okay. So sorry. I cut you off. I thought you were telling me to move on. Because there I was getting off track again. Okay, so if you want more information about VA financing, we can have a really long conversation or a short conversation with you about that, but we'll do that another day. So the VA loan, what makes it different than any other loan is that they require repairs to be done. Where other lenders, they don't look at the pest report. They don't look at the home inspection. Well, VA doesn't. They only look at the pest report, VA financing. Any other loan, unless we write it into the contract, and we don't ever do that. If we get an offer and they say we want seller to pay for the pest report, we go, no, why did you write that in there? Because the lender's going to see it, and they're going to want to see the pest report.
Yeah, and so with VA loans, that's the importance of using a lender that you that has come highly recommended knows yes. what they're doing with doing a
and they do,
VA
we know
loan.
They do VA loans.
Yeah. Because there's a lot that goes along with it. And if they know what they're doing, it's really helpful.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of steps and a lot of things that go along with it.
Right. And also equally important, and I would argue maybe a little even more important, is that your realtor knows about
that
VA
is
financing.
Yes,
because
definitely.
We, on the buyer side of a VA transaction, we have to sell that idea. And there's a lot of agents, and there's a lot of really good agents. And I don't mean at all to sound like this, that I'm bashing anybody, but there are some agents that don't do VA. They don't understand VA. They hear VA and they go, oh, we don't want to do VA financing because mm-hmm. now you're going to have to do all these things, you know. And if you're working with us or you're working with an agent that really knows VA, our job is to sell that, just like any of these, is to sell that to the other side, you
yes,
know, to sell it
definitely.
To
That's
and explain
point.
It to the other agent, the listing agent, so they can explain it to their client. This is what they're asking for. This is what it's going to look like and all of that. So with VA, the big difference is they're going to require all those Section 1s. They're going to have, they have to see the pest inspection.
Yeah.
Then they have to fix all those Section 1s. The thing that a lot of people don't realize, and then sometimes even the Section 2, which could, usually if it's a plumbing, like loose toilet, a plumbing leak, vapor barrier, sometimes that they'll put that as a Section 1. Sometimes it's Section 2, but VA almost always says you got to do that. And then if there's any other things the appraiser's going to make note of, broken windows, you know, stuff like that, will also be things. And the VA says all of this has to be fixed. And what scares sellers is like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to fix all this. I don't have money to do that. The thing that a lot of people don't know is the buyer can actually, you know, we can raise up our price, our offer price, to cover that cost. If the seller has the money to do it, then they're mm-hmm. okay because they're making the same amount of money. They're just putting some money up front into it. There's you know, people that there's different service contractors that'll do it and then get paid at close of escrow. There's a lot of ways to work around it, and that's what we have to explain, and that's our job when we're working for you
yeah.
is explaining that.
Very good point. Yes.
But the VA renovation then allows you to roll those repairs into the loan. So now nobody's paying. Well, you're paying for it in the end, but
yeah.
nobody has to pay for it to be done, but it does still have to be done.
Yeah.
But the renovation gives you some extra time to do it. USDA, there's also the renovation loan, another zero down. Again, like we said, it's for rural or suburban areas that fit in that. You basically have to put in the address and it says whether it qualifies or not.
Yeah.
Income limits may apply, like we talked about. They can finance the purchase plus approved repairs, and the good option for country properties. Again, we mentioned, though, it's a lower debt to income than a lot of these other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's about the same. I think 640, there's a lot. FHA will let you go down, I think, even lower than 640. So options to look for. Talk to your lender.
Definitely.
We'll put this on the Facebook page, just a little brief overview. So call a lender or call us or email us, nodumbquestion@gmail.com or normanhometeam@gmail.com
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, who should I talk to about all these loans? Because
yeah.
we have lenders that do all of these mm-hmm. loans and they can do it for you. Okay, but that's all we have time for. Is
yes.
there anything else? Make sure you visit our Facebook page.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. We also, Joe's really good. He puts our podcast, the recording of our show.
Yeah, right after the show, it'll be up.
So KSRO, Ask the Expert, and we're somewhere on that list. You can find us and see all of our podcasts or
yes.
go to our Facebook page. I post it there as well.
Yeah, and it's on the Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman and on Norman Home Team Wine Country on Facebook, and then YouTube, Sonoma County Real Estate Hour. I'm going to be changing the name of that, but we're going to make it line up more with the Real Estate Hour. But for now, Sonoma County Real Estate Hour on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's all we've got. Give us a call if you need anything. 707-799-3617. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team. You've been listening to The Real Estate Hour. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to The Real Estate Hour. Heard every Sunday morning right here on KSRO for over 35 years. Hosted by Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, local realtors with local real estate experience. A mother-daughter real estate team with Keller Williams Realty Wine Country. Call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237. More next week right here on KSRO.
The preceding was a paid presentation. This.